All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the universes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is He who shows you His signs and sends down risk for you from the skies. But none will remember except those who turn to Allah in repentance. Therefore, O believers, call upon Allah, making religion pure for Him only, even though the disbelievers may hate it. Raised high above ranks, He is the Lord of the throne. By His command, does He send the Spirit to any of His servants whom He pleases, that He may warn of the day of meeting, the day when they come forth. Not a single thing about them is hidden from Allah. Whose will be the kingdom that day? It is Allah's, the One, the Almighty. That day every soul will be paid back for what it earned. No injustice will there be that day, for Allah is swift in taking account. Warn them of the day of the approaching doom, when the hearts will be choking the throats. No intimate friend nor intercessor will there be who will be heard for the tyrants. Allah knows of the tricks that deceive with the eyes and all that the hearts of men conceal. Allah will judge with truth. But those whom men call on besides Allah will not be in a position to judge at all. Verily, it is Allah who hears and sees all things. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. May all peace and blessings be upon Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing in the Holy Quran, saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O Prophet, truly we have sent you as a shahid, a witness, a mubashir, a giver of good tidings, and a nazir, a warner. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. May all peace and blessings be upon him and his noble family and his blessed companions, especially upon the four Khulafa Rashidin, Hazrati Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrati Umar Farooq, Hazrati Osman Al-Ghani, and Hazrati Ali Al-Murtaza, and all those who follow them until the last days. O believers, the one certainty for every living creature is that his living is going to come to an end and death is going to overtake him. Our existence here in this world, in reality, is a preparation for death. But mankind is ignorant and arrogant and makes this world his home and walks on the earth like a tyrant. Hazrat Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu is saying, I have never seen something that is certain being doubted by the people more than death. They know that it is going to hit them, but they ignore its closeness. I've never seen people who pretend to speak the truth but are speaking falsehood more than the people who say, we want paradise, but ignore seeking its path. Death is the beginning of real life. This life, this temporary life, is not real. We must remember it. Because there is nothing in this world now that we are seeing every day, everywhere, that is reminding us that this world is false, this world is temporary. Everywhere that we see, it is constantly making us to remember that this world is forever, that our pleasures are forever, that we will live forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the fakeness of this life in Surah Al-Hadid, saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, know that the life of this world is only play and useless talk and pageantry and showing off among each other and competition in wealth and children. It is like rain which makes plants grow, which pleases the ones who planned, but then you see the plants get dry and turn yellow, and then it becomes dry and crumbles away, and in the Akhirat there is severe punishment. And also there is forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. But what is the life of this world? except the enjoyment of delusion. Sadaqallah al-Azim. This is wisdom from Allah, the creator of wisdom. The one who created dunya and akhirat and life and death, and he created us. He knows what he has created and he is telling us his reality. A dunya, it is a trick. Believers cannot get fooled by its tricks. Believers must be preparing for their death in every moment. As our Shaykh Sahib al-Saif, Shaykh Abdul Karim al-Kibrisiyya Rabbani, Qadasallahu Sir, is saying, look what we are doing to ourselves in this dunya. Look what we are doing to ourselves in Akhirat. If Azrael is coming now, nobody is ready to go. You are not ready to go to the other side. That's what the Holy Prophet ﷺ is saying. This nation will forget about death. And the believer is supposed to be ready for death. The believer is supposed to be ready for Azrael's coming. The believer is supposed to have his wudu. The believer has to run for his prayers. And the Holy Prophet is saying, the believer has to be praying the prayer as if he is not going to reach to another prayer. This is how the believers are supposed to be. But today, the fear of death is there. Is it? When the fear of death is there, there is no enjoyment in this life. And no enjoyment hereafter for you. You must get rid of it. The only way to get rid of it is turning yourself back to your Lord sincerely to say, I am your servant. Every authority is in your hand. It's not in my hand. I am a weak servant. Forgive me. Sincerely ask and look what happens then. One of the biggest arrogances of the 21st century mankind, of us, is that we no longer believe that we are in need of forgiveness. We think that we are good. We think that nobody can judge us. And we think that we are perfect. And every Muslim believes that just because you're a Muslim, you're going to end up in paradise. Every Muslim believes that I'm praying 5 times a day, I'm fasting, I'm not killing anyone, I'm going to go to paradise. Every Muslim believes that his faith is guaranteed. And that thinking, that sincere thinking that we don't need forgiveness, comes only because we lost the reality of the power of Allah. We forget the power of Allah. We forget when we say Allahu Akbar, there is also that fear of Allah that even His prophets, they shake and they cry for years. That even His angels, they tremble from their Lord. We lost our fear of Allah because we start making Allah to be just what we want Him to be, not what He is. We lost the fear of Allah. We lost the fear of the anger of Allah. We lost the fear of being disobedient to our Prophet and the ones that they love. And the loss of that fear not only leads to ignorance, it leads to tyranny. In the old Ottoman masjids, they were putting the calligraphy everywhere saying, Ra's al-Hikmah, Makhafatullah. The highest wisdom is the fear of Allah. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh used to say in his khutbah, the best thing to have is taqwa of Allah, and the foundation of wisdom is the fear of Allah. And Hazrat ibn Mas'ud was also saying, knowledge is not knowing a lot of riwayats. Verily, knowledge is the fear of Allah. Who teaches the fear of Allah now? Today they teach a lot of knowledge. And the knowledge that they teach us only makes us to become more arrogant and more stubborn, and to question and to have doubt, and to think that we know more than our predecessors. Some even claiming they know more than the Sahabis. They teach a lot of riwayats. They teach a lot of hadith. They teach a lot of tajweed. But they don't teach the fear of Allah. They don't teach fear to the little children, saying, we shouldn't traumatize them. And they don't teach fear to the men and the women, saying, brother, give the good news. Prophet came to give good news. Yes, he, alayhi salam, came as a bashir, giving the good news, but Allah also called him the nazir, the warner. Who is warning mankind today? Who is telling mankind that there is a certain disaster waiting for us if we continue on this way, to be disobedient to Allah, to become tyrants to one another, to oppress everyone, and especially the poor and the helpless, and to be lords of this world, and to waste and to destroy? There is punishment waiting for us. There is punishment waiting for us in the grave, on Judgment Day, on the Sirat, in the Ahirat, if we continue to be arrogant and stubborn and a slave to our ego. Who is teaching us this today? This tradition is lost today. So we have a lot of information. There are more scholars today. There are more Hufaz today, Hafiz today. But there is no fear. And there is no wisdom. So those ones who are leading us, because they have no fear, they teach us nothing but arrogance and stubbornness. Listen to the hadith of the one who was a Bashir and a Nazir, our Holy Prophet ﷺ. Listen to what he is saying about the grave. One Sahabi is saying, Rasulullah ﷺ entered the masjid and saw the people who looked as if they were smiling. So he said, indeed, if you were to increase in remembrance of the destroyer of pleasures, which is death, then you would find yourselves too busy for what I see, that you are laughing and smiling. So increase in remembrance of death, the destroyer of pleasures. For indeed, there is no day that comes to the grave except that it speaks, saying, I am the house of the strangers. I am the house of solitude. I am the house of dust. And I am the house of the worm eaten. When the believing servant is buried, the grave says to him, welcome, make yourself comfortable. Indeed, to me, you are the most beloved of those who walked upon me. Since you have been entrusted to me and delivered to me today, you will see what I have prepared for you. It will then widen for him so that his sight extends and the door to paradise is open for him. When the wicked servant of the disbeliever is buried, the grave says to it, you are not welcome. Do not get comfortable. Indeed, to me, you are the most hated of those who walked upon me. Since you have been entrusted to me and delivered to me today, you will see what I've arranged for you. It will begin squeezing him until his ribs are crushing each other. Holy Prophet ﷺ then said, 70 giant snakes will wrap around him. If even one of those snakes were to hiss on the earth, nothing upon it would grow as long as it remained. They will chew on him and bite him until he is brought to the judgment place. He said, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi wasalam, said, the grave is but a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a pit from the pits of the fire. That is good news. And in there is a warning from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Such a hadith should make a believer to be afraid. Such a hadith should make a believer ask himself, what am I sending to my grave? What am I preparing for my grave today? How will my grave meet me? The fear that makes you run to become, that fear makes you to run to become an obedient servant. That fear is good. And you should run after the ones who will make you feel that fear. Some people came to Hazrat Hasan al-Basri radiallahu anhu and complained, what should we do? We sit with people who makes us afraid from death, that makes our hearts to fly away. And Hazrat Hasan al-Basri replied, Wallahi, if you associate with someone who makes you afraid so that you earn safety, it is better than associating with someone who makes you feel safe, because then you might be in danger. We are in the association, in the Jamaat of Sahib al-Saif, Shaykh Abdul Karim al-Kabrisi, al-Rabbani, who throughout his life never let us forget about death for an instant. He was reminding of death so much that people complained to him, saying, Oh Sheikh, why do you talk about death so much? And the answer is coming as Hazrat Hasan al-Basri saying, that it is better to remember death and be safe than to feel safe about death and be in danger. This kind of association is the best kind of association. Who is saying this? Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar is saying that someone asked the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, which believers are the best? And he answered, those with the best ahlak, those with the best character. And the man then asked, which of the believers are the wisest? And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, those who remember death often and have best prepared for it with good deeds, those are the wisest. We must aim and take those believers as our role model. We must run to be those kinds of believers. We must run to those kinds of believers. Because they are running only to bring you into safety. They may be a little bit harsh here and there. But that harshness is to make us to go to the other side clean. If they are tough with you, it is because you are falling into a fire. And they are yelling at you, so you wake up and you escape from that fire. A sick man with a disease understands that the doctor's surgery is going to hurt. The same way someone who wants to fight his ego will understand that the training of the ego is not easy. Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi Qadasullah Sir is describing this training and describing those who are inheriting from the Holy Prophet ﷺ, saying, do not always expect to be happy on this path. You have been caught by a lion, my friend. Inside you, there is a monster that must be tied up and whipped. Look at the man whipping the rug. He's not mad at it. He wants to loosen the layers of dirt. The dirtiness of your ego won't be clean with one hit. Constant work is necessary, constant discipline. In dreams, even awake, you will hear your beloved screaming at you. A carpenter saws and chisels a piece of wood because he knows how he wants to use it. Curing a hide, the tanner rubs in acid and all manner of filth. This makes a beautiful soft leather. What does the half-finished hide know? Every hard thing that happens works on you like that. O believers, never forget that we are walking on the path of the Sahaba Kiram who were walking behind the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We are following the shaykhs who are inheriting from the Holy Prophet and the Sahabis and who are carrying their light in our time. This is not a fantasy. This is the way that believers have lived and walked for 1400 years. This is the training that believers have been running after until the last 100 years. This is the path to safety that has been shown to us by Allah, by His Prophet, and by all those who are their beloved ones. Don't lose this way, because the roads, they are filled with danger. Holy Prophet said, Jannat is surrounded by hardships, and Jahannam is surrounded by desires. Yes, the road may be difficult, but the road leads to our home, to the most beautiful destination. And our Shaykh is describing that beauty. He's saying, we have fear from Allah, we have fear because we love Allah. We don't want to break our friendship, our relationship with our Lord. That's why we are fearful. It's not because we are fearful that He is going to punish us. No. He will not punish us. But it is because we believe in Him and we try our best for Him, for His religion. Live according to that and you will find this world paradise for you. And you will find in the hereafter angels greeting you, playing and dancing for you, saying, "One more beloved of Allah is entering to paradise." Paradise is becoming better. Do you know why it's paradise? Do you know why paradise is paradise? It's because all beloveds of Allah are in that place. That's why paradise becomes paradise. If you become beloved to Allah in this world, then this world becomes a paradise to you too. If you all become beloved to Allah, then the whole world becomes paradise. Leave your shaitan outside. We are hoping to reach to that place where all the beloveds of Allah will be in the next life. And we are hoping to reach to be with our beloved one who is beloved to Allah and His Prophet, to our Shaykh Effendi in the next life. We are asking for your forgiveness and your acceptance, Ya Rabbi. Forgive us, Ya Rabbi. Amin. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah.